are now listening to a very special message from Joy Community Church.
We're going to be talking today. We're finishing up our Once Upon a Christmas, actually, because I wanted to finish with Simeon. And I love Simeon. And I want to talk to you about being in sync with the Spirit, being in sync with the Holy Spirit. But I want to take you to the Word first, and we want to look at chapter 2 in Luke, reading from verse 25 down to 35. I'm going to be reading from the NIV. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Being in sync with the Spirit. When I was a student in college at Humber College in Toronto, Ontario, I did some work with the cinematography department. And back in the 80s, what they did, a lot of what they were doing was lip syncing. I'm not sure if you remember that, but it kind of was a new thing that was out in the 80s. And so this department was entering into some short film competitions. And so they wanted to do these lip syncs with people. And so they had asked myself and this other girl in my class if we'd be willing to do this lip sync. And I thought it was a great idea. And so I had never done it before. So I thought, well, it'll be a first. And I'm sure it's not hard to just lip sync somebody else singing. So that'd be a great thing. It won't be my voice. Good for them who are listening. They told us then we would be lip syncing Olivia Newton-John and Cliff Richard's smash hit at the time in the 80s called Suddenly. And so we had to listen to this song and we had to learn it. And then they would film us in this whole scene. And well, lip syncing on film is a lot different than lip syncing just to lip sync. And so there were these, you know, you had to get the right emotion, you had to get the right facial expression, you had to be pronounce their words and the diction, you had to learn all those things. And so there was one part of the song where it modulated into a new key, and Cliff Richard's heads into this big, you know, bellowing thing. And well, I wasn't thinking we were on film. I was thinking we were on stage. And on stage, you have to be bigger than life. And so I'm going off into this emotional moment, and the director's like going like this, like, what are you doing? And so, you know, and we had to do it over and over and over. And the poor young lady that was doing it with me, she had got her part down perfect. I mean, it was me who was holding up the set, you know? And so, and she's like, "James, just don't emote. Just calm down." And I'm like, "I can't stop emoting." He's like, he modulates and he goes into it. She said, "I don't care what he's doing. You're overemphasizing the moment." I'm like, "Oh, all right, all right." So we calmed it down and we listened to the music again. We practice, and then they were filming when I wasn't aware. And so, and because I wasn't aware that the film was rolling, I was being naturally in the moment. And sometimes when we're in sync with the Holy Spirit, it's when we're not even aware that things are going on in the Spirit. It really is. And that's what was happening with Simeon. So here's Simeon, and he's in sync with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit was on him, it says. The Spirit was revealing to him, it says. And the Spirit had moved him into the temple, it says. And he had been preparing. He had been waiting for the promise to be fulfilled. He did not know the hour. He did not know the day. He did not know how God was going to do it. He did not know who the parents were. He did not know, except that he knew that the Spirit of God had promised him that he would not die until he'd seen the Christ child. And so here he is, this fella. Simeon's not an ordained religious leader. He had no credentials. He had no special authority. He was in the temple waiting for the consolation, the comfort, the Messiah of Israel to come. And so here is the day where Mary and Joseph, and we know it was a specific day. It was the eighth day, actually, of his life, because it was the day he had to be circumcised before he actually was dedicated. And Mary had to be purified after giving birth to the child. So we know it's the eighth day. He didn't know what was the eighth day of the child's life. The parents did. That's why they were taking him to the temple to be dedicated to the Lord. And so I love what Simeon's name means. Simeon's name means God hears. Interesting that he would be given the name Simeon, that God hears, and God hears his heart, and his heart's desire is that Israel, under the corruption of a government that was so corrupt, under a time period where the people were not liberated, but they were under Roman oppression, and here he is, hoping that God hears his heart, that he's been waiting for the Messiah. Now, it's not like a Jew at this time to be waiting for the Messiah. Simeon is a Jew, and so he is waiting for the Messiah, and here he is in the temple, and it says, at that time, that day, the Spirit moved him into the temple, and he's in sync with the Spirit, and as soon as his eyes are set on that child, he knows this is the Christ child. This is indeed the Messiah. You can keep in sync with the Holy Spirit. Now, it's important to realize, well, you would think because he was in the temple, he was a special person. No. He was an ordinary guy who was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting for the Messiah of his people. And he had spent that time patiently waiting in faith for God to bring the Messiah to him. He was a man who was honored by God for waiting quietly in the presence of God and patiently activating his faith and spending times of quiet prayer in the presence of the Lord. And I think that this is a key quality that one must develop if they want to be in sync with the Lord, and that's connecting through watchfulness. And that's what he was doing. He was connecting with the Spirit through a spirit. He was being watchful in his spirit, watchful in his inner heart with what God was doing, and he was in sync. And you too can keep in sync with the Holy Spirit. And I want to share some observations. We might not get through all of them. That's not going to bother me. But I've given you a handout, and I want you to write these things down with me. And I want to give you some observations that I see here through these 10 verses of how you and I can keep in sync with the Holy Spirit. I think this is a key message to 2020, I should say. I think it's a key message. And I think God's been already preparing us, and I also know where I'm heading in the next few weeks of what God's put on my heart regarding the word of the Lord. And I think this is a real key quality that God's going to be after in our lives in 2020. And so I want to share the first observation with you that I see in verse 25. And that observation is we need to align our spirit and our heart with the Holy Spirit. We have to align our heart and our spirit with the Holy Spirit. You can't just expect the Holy Spirit, though he can and though he will, but he really moves often in those hearts and those spirits that have aligned their character, have aligned their hearts, and have aligned their spirit to what he is doing within them. We know that to be true because it specifically says he was a righteous man, he was a faithful man, he was a devout man, and he was a spirit-filled man. And this was a Jewish man, filled with the Spirit of the living God. Filled with the Spirit of the living God. And he desperately wanted God's promise of the Messiah. He knew what the Word of God said regarding the Messiah, and he was waiting patiently in his old age for the Messiah to come. There was this committee of ministers in a certain city who were discussing the possibility of having D.L. Moody come and do some evangelistic outreach, do his citywide evangelistic campaign. And finally, one of the young ministers who did not want to invite Moody to do these meetings stood up and said, "Why Moody? Does he have the monopoly of the Holy Spirit?" There was a holy hush around the table. And then this old godly minister, wise in age, spoke up and he said, "No, he doesn't have a monopoly on the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit has monopoly upon him." I feel the Lord speaking to me about the Holy Spirit in my life. Oh, I have the Holy Spirit. I've been renewed. I've been restored. I've been healed. I've been filled over and over in the Holy Spirit. I'm passionate about the Holy Spirit, but where am I at in 2020? Some of us, it's an afterthought of salvation. God is saying in 2020, I want you in sync with my Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to take some quiet time and get alone with me. I'm asking for you to be in the Word of God as never before. I'm asking that you would let me fill you afresh, even though you've been filled once, twice, or three times before. I want to do something new in your life. And some of us do the Christian thing of, well, I'll wait till Sunday morning. God's saying it's every single day of the week. I want you filled with my Holy Spirit. I want your heart so ready that when I begin to speak, when I begin to move, when I begin to want to accomplish something, I don't require your permission. You're just accessible to me and you say yes. You're just ready so that when I move you into the unknown, when I move you into the moment, because I'm the God of the moment, the now moment, that you would be willing to respond so that everything that I've been doing in you, everything that I've been preparing you for, all the deposit that I've made within you, all the restoration, all the healing, all the loving I've poured into you, I can then ignite that power within you to minister to the need of the moment. He wants to give us those moments, the need of the moment, not your moment necessarily, not my need necessarily, but the need of the moment, God moment. And he's looking for a people that are sensitive, that are aware, that are awake, that are aligned in character, that are aligned in the spirit, that are aligned in our listening, that are aligned, and there's a zeal and a passion for the Spirit of the living God. And there's a hunger to say, anoint me and let that anointing destroy any yoke of bondage in my life. That I'm in a movement of the Spirit of the living God. Don't just sit there and look pretty. Shout and say, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, folks. You know I get excited because it's truth. He lived it. He's showing us how to do it. He's saying, first of all, align yourself with the Spirit of the living God. Let's move on. The second observation. I love this. I want more of this in my life this year. Sometimes we get so busy, so weighed down, and so focused on our lists of everything we have to accomplish. And some of the lists is what God is asking us to do. I mean, come on, folks, right? But there's no wiggle room. If he moved, you couldn't do it because you got A, B, C, and D you're doing. And he's saying, come on, folks. Listen up. Here's the second observation. Anticipate. Anticipate the Holy Spirit's ability to move on your behalf. He's in you. He's with you. He's done the redemptive work in you. He's delivered you. He saved you. You're forgiven of your sin. He's given you a deposit of the gifts of the Spirit within you. And he's saying, you are on a mission. You are called as somebody created in his image to move forth through the world and deposit God. You are called to deposit God. You're called to deposit the Word of God. You're called to deposit the Spirit of the living God. And so he's saying, anticipate. And Simeon was given that special insight of the Holy Spirit that today is the day. It says he revealed to him. It was an inspirational moment. It was a now in the moment. It was the now moment. And he's saying, he's revealing, Simeon, get into the temple court because what you've been waiting for is now present. He revealed it to him. I believe God has many things he's longing to reveal. I sense it. Just sense it. I don't understand what he wants to reveal. But there are some things. And the key thing is this, that as I read this scripture, the simplest thing that I can read from this scripture about revelation is God wants to save his people. It's right in here, or he wouldn't be talking about salvation for the Gentiles and the Jews. The mission is salvation. The mission is lost people. The mission is your testimony of when you were lost, just like those three testimonies you witnessed this morning. What is your testimony? What is your now moment? And when are you going to let him reveal something new in your life that he can connect you with the Son of God and say, now, this is the moment you waited for. I want that moment. Over and over and over this year, I want to anticipate. This quote from an unknown author says, though every believer has the Holy Spirit does not have every believer. Just because you're saved doesn't mean the Holy Spirit's got you. You got to give yourself, just like Simeon did, to receive the Spirit of God over and over and over. Anticipate the Holy Spirit's ability to move on your behalf. He was an elderly man. He was an old man. I love the fact that God chose an elderly man because I'm feeling older and older as each year goes by. But there's this spirit in me that's young. There's this spirit in me that's vivacious. There's this fight in me to say, there are more souls that need to be saved. and come into the kingdom of God. It's not over yet. Reveal it to me, Father. Amen? And I want to say to every person over 70 years old, how many here are over 70? Put your hands up. Come on, get them up. Some of you need to get them a little higher because you should. Some of you are not proud to be 70. Look at all these beautiful people who are elderly people. And God is saying to each one of you, get ready in 2020. Because anticipate in 2020, I'm going to use you in a new way. There are more people who need to come into the kingdom, and I want to use you. And if you had your hand up, that includes you. So don't put it back down again and say, I'm not 70 yet. It's wonderful. You can keep in sync with the Holy Spirit, right? The third observation, I see in verse 26, be aware of what the Spirit wants to disclose. It's one thing to anticipate, it's another thing to be aware. He was alert and he was aware, and he was willing that when the Spirit spoke to his heart, he was not in the temple courts at this time. The Spirit, it says the Spirit revealed, once the Spirit reveals, doesn't mean what's going to happen happens. You have to understand that. If he didn't want to go into the temple courts, he would have missed the Christ child. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's showing us that even though you've aligned yourself and you now are anticipating, it's when the revelation happens, you need to make the decision at that moment that you are aware and you're willing to move in the awareness of the Spirit and do what the Spirit is leading you to do. So a lot of people stop, they hear the Lord, they know the voice of the Lord, and once they evaluate and they become aware, that's when they decide if they're going to obey. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so at this point, he decided, I'm aware, but now I'm going to obey. I love it. And so I've said to the Lord, there's so many things I'm aware of in my spirit. And the Lord said to me, yes, and I'm aware that you haven't completed the things you're aware of. I went, ooh, ouch. Ooh, how about you, though? A lot of us have walked with the Lord for years, and we pick up the word, and we're aware what the word says. We get into worship, and because we've learned, and we have a sensitivity to when the Spirit's moving, and we still sit in our seats rather than do what he's asked us to do. Leave it to somebody else. Come on, I've been there. It's easier if somebody else does it, then I don't have to do it. Poor sucker, look at him go. God's saying, no, 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 no. Once you're aware, you have a responsibility of your awareness. I believe that's where we're at, even in joy. Just sense that in my spirit. People are aligned. People are anticipating. People have been aware, and God is waiting for obedience. Just have that sense in my spirit. And when people align that decision and make that decision to obey and be devout, bada bing, bada boom, things spiritually are going to happen so quickly in your lives. And you're going to be on this new trajectory, and you're going to need the Holy Spirit to guide you through it. Just want to let you know that. That is a prophetic insight, I believe. The Holy Spirit comes and reveals to Simeon that God is not finished with his work in his life. Some of us, because we've been saved, some of us, because we've been here at Joy for 20, 25 years, some more, we've done our part. God's saying, no, 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 I'm not finished with you yet. I've got more to do in you. And now that's between you and him. That's not my responsibility to tell you what to do. I sense he's leading some people into the temple this morning. And he wants you to see the Christ child in a new way. Just a thought. I love when he does that for us. The Holy Spirit is leading, is guiding. And one of the things that I really appreciate about the Holy Spirit, and I've learned this about the Holy Spirit, is he's willing to lead me, he's willing to guide me, but there's something he's longing for me to do once that happens. See, first he's guiding me and he's leading me like he was. He's taken Simeon and he's guiding, he's leading. He said, here's the hour is now. He's giving them specific details of the responsibility. He wants to give you specific responsibility and details of that responsibility. Some of us are so afraid that when he asks us to do something, we won't know what to do. But here he's giving him the details of what he wants him to do. He's giving him the time. He's telling him it's now. He's telling him where to go into the temple. He's saying these are the parents right here. And this is the Christ child. What more details did he need? Right? How about you? How many more details do you need before you'll get and do what you're supposed to be doing? He's saying, you're already saved. You've got that one in the bag. You have the Holy Spirit. You've got the gift of the Spirit dwelling in you. I told you I would do that. I promise that. Just like he made a promise to Simeon. I promise you, you will not die before you see the Christ child. Right? He made a promise. He made a promise to the disciples that after I ascend into heaven, I'm going to send what? The Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to guide you, he's going to lead you, he's going to teach you and lead you through all truth. He's going to fill you afresh, ongoing. Not just when I go up into heaven and you get filled once. I want this to happen ongoing. I believe he's coming with a fresh visitation to Joy Community Church in 2020. He's saying, I want you to align yourself. I want you to anticipate. And you better be aware because I don't want you to miss. Here's the details of the moment. I want you to learn what those are. I want you to be sensitive. And I'm going to move you into a new level of praise and worship. Sometimes we're so preoccupied, we're not even aware that the Holy Spirit's speaking. Sometimes we're so preoccupied, we're not even aware that he's soothing the brokenness of our hearts. Sometimes we're so preoccupied that he so longs to restore, he so longs to redeem, he so longs to come into that broken place that because it's too painful to look at, you turn your head and walk out the door and you say, God doesn't care about me. And God's saying, oh, well, I did not say that. I do not feel that way. Excuse me, you didn't take the time necessary for me to tell you what I'm thinking. It says he was in the temple and waiting. There's going to be a lot more waiting in 2020. Just sense that in my own life. The fourth observation. Oh, my. Oh, well, we can't go into the fourth observation. Next week, bring those papers back and we'll do part two. Is this not exciting? I'm telling you, I have so much. I even had an illustration that I can't do at Chucky Darns. That's another one, okay? I'm not saying that's the Holy Spirit, but I'm telling you, Chucky Darns. Listen, folks, don't miss what I'm talking about. This is serious stuff to launch us into 2020. And I just don't think 2020, by the way. Some of us have been in this place spiritually, and it's been a war zone. Some of us have been like dead bones in a valley that has no life. Some of you, you are not even attentive to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit's been all over you. Some of you are so desperate and hungry and longing for God, and he just is so blessed that you're in that position. Some of you have been in that position for a while, and you're hearing God, and what you hear hurts because you know so many people are missing what you're hearing. This is a key to where we're going as a church. People are like, well, Pastor James, you love the Holy Spirit. You love to preach about the Holy Spirit. You darn right I do. It's what we need. It's what we need. That's what we're here for. It's what you need. You need life. You need the Holy Spirit. You need to align yourself. You need to anticipate. And you need to be aware. I have a few more other A's next week I'll give you. You all deserve an A. Let's pray. Bow your head, please. Lord, what a wonderful day we've had in the Spirit together. What a great, great opportunity to be here today to celebrate what you've been doing in our hearts over the last several months. Lord, we are ready to be in sync with the Holy Spirit. And just as Simeon was in sync, so can we be in sync with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that in the next several days, there will be an aligning of our character, our heart, our spirits with yours. There would be an anticipation that the Spirit of the living God wants to move afresh in my life. And Lord, there would be an awareness of what you've promised to be fulfilled. You'd give us an awareness of when that's about to break loose, just as you did for Simeon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information, please visit us at joycc.info.